Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
The vice presidential debate will be held this evening, and the stakes are high. Romney's campaign was going downhill until the first debate. Romney came out swinging. Obama didn't. Romney's declared the winner, and like magic, one event turns the polls around. Commentators who told us for months to ignore the polls now have a renewed respect for their accuracy. Vice presidential debates do not have a very long tradition. The first one was only 36 years ago, Mondale versus Dole. That debate demonstrated the impact that a few poorly chosen words could make. Dole blamed Democrats for starting World War II. Mondale jumped on that and was by some declared a winner. It's hard to know what impact that had on Carter's victory, but it sure didn't hurt. Dan Quayle forever cemented his image by comparing himself to President Kennedy. He got elected but has not held an elected office since. Apparently, both Biden and Ryan have been practicing for weeks, participating in mock interviews, watching tapes of their opponents like football scouting films. Biden says some stupid things off the cuff sometimes, but he's an experienced debater. He's been in 23 important debates, 14 of those in 2008. He went up against Sarah Palin in the lone VP debate of that election. Biden will likely try to hammer Ryan on Medicare and point out that Romney has been vague where Ryan is more specific. Ryan is a pretty smart guy. He's knowledgeable and well-read. He doesn't seem to make big mistakes. He'll certainly point out the huge deficit and economic failures of the Obama administration. The vice president has only two official duties, to be the presiding officer over the Senate and to take over if the president can't serve. That heartbeat away from the presidency fact needs to be taken seriously. 13 vice presidents have gone on to become president. 8 took over after the death of the president, 1 after a resignation, and 5 used the vice presidency to launch their own successful presidential campaigns. Ryan very likely has his eyes on the 2016 campaign. But the vice president has some informal roles to play as well. VPs act as attack dogs, saying the things that the president can't or taking heat for the president. Dick Cheney was really good at that. He frightened me and a lot of other people. I was always glad that George W. spent so much time mountain biking and staying fit. So tonight's debate may yield some substance, or it may yield a major gaffe or embarrassing moment. 1 month from now, half of us will be really happy, the other half will be really angry. It waits to be seen what impact tonight's debate will have on that outcome. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.